From Washington, here, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the international community is discussing additional sanctions on Russia for land grabs in Ukraine. Speaking in London today, Kerry said the U.S. and its allies are not going to go along with what he called Russia's extraordinarily craven behavior.
Russia has engaged in an absolutely brazen and cynical process over these last days. We know to a certainty what Russia has been providing to the separatists, how Russia is involved with the separatists, and the ways in which Russia has cynically been willing to go to even lead an effort at the UN, even simultaneously as it is continuing to do land grabbing in Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused the Kremlin Friday of direct involvement in sniper deaths of anti-Russian protesters last year in Kiev. The Russian Foreign Ministry called that accusation ravings and madness. New U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today, conferring there with Afghan leaders about the future of American military in Afghanistan, as well as talking about the fight in Iraq.
I think what's important is that the campaign to retake Mosul succeed, and we're committed to that success and not to a particular timetable. That makes sense.
Mr. Carter was sworn in on Tuesday as Defense Secretary of the United States. Top nuclear officials of Iran and the United States are in talks on Iran's nuclear program for the first time today, giving extra emphasis to efforts to reach a deal by the March 31st deadline. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization Chief Ali Akbar Salahi and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz are in Geneva for negotiations. This is VOA News. Aides to former Yemeni President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi say he has left the capital of Sana'a, heading for his hometown of Aden after being released following weeks of house arrest. Mr. Hadi was detained last month, along with his ministers, when Shiite Houthi rebels toppled Yemen's government. Meantime, a UN special envoy says Yemen's political parties are close to signing a deal to prevent the country from civil war. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In a statement Friday, the United Nations special envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, who is brokering talks between rival parties, said a breakthrough agreement would see a transitional council replace the upper house of lawmakers. The existing lower house, dominated by lawmakers supportive of the Houthis, would remain in place. The September Houthi takeover of the capital, a Shia militia from the north, pitted them against Yemen's Sunni tribes and other groups from the south. The Houthis' advance into the capital was helped by tacit support from the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The United States accuses Saleh of supporting the Houthis to create the conditions for a coup. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
British police are asking for information to help find three teenage schoolgirls believed to be traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State militant effort. The girls, ages 15 to 16, attended the same school in East London, and police believe they're following the example of another teenage girl from their school who left for Syria in December. The head of London's Police Counterterrorism Command said the force is concerned there's a growing trend of girls showing an interest in joining the IS militancy. A United Nations Commission on Rights Violations in Syria says it's considering publishing some of the names of suspected perpetrators of war crimes in that country's civil war. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
The four-person commission of inquiry had an informal, closed-door meeting with Security Council members on Friday.
What we share with the Security Council
is... The commissioner, Paolo Pinheiro, said afterward that in a bid to end impunity in Syria, the panel will decide by mid-March whether to publish some of the names.
Just to release the names without any follow-up, we don't think that is very constructive.
The commission has previously compiled four confidential lists of alleged perpetrators. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. dock workers and port operators have reached a deal on a new labor contract. The labor dispute, which began in July when a previous contract expired, has tied up 29 West Coast United States ports for months and created a bottleneck for much of U.S. trade with Asia. The ports handle more than a quarter of all U.S. maritime and trade and more than 70% of the nation's imports from Asia. Billions of dollars worth of cargo have been backed up, with large container ships sitting idle outside the ports from Southern California all the way north to the Canadian border. Tentative deal now, but good luck. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.